Hey guys, I would say good evening, but it's actually good morning, and it is May 7th, 2024, but this is Monday's May 6th, 2024, and it is great to be with you guys. Once again, it is in the morning, just kind of catching up. It's been a little fun. I had my parents up there visiting for a little while, just brought them to the airport this morning, and so now just kind of getting back to the regular groove. And they're coming back again another week because my dad actually was diagnosed with some minor cancer in his skin on his head. So they're coming back for that a couple days before his birthday. So at least that's a nice thing. They're coming back for that, but not because of the cancer thing, unfortunately. So I want to thank you for being here, whether you're here at 12:15 a.m., 12:15 p.m., 3 a.m., 3 p.m., 6 a.m., 6 p.m. Thank you so much for being here. Really do appreciate that. And as I say to you guys, I want to say welcome, 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 and welcome. You have tuned into Inspirations for Your Life. Let me go ahead and give you the master topic for the week, which is life is like a stained glass window. Life is like a stained glass window. Let's get right into our first topic, okay? And that is the first thing I want to talk about is the granular topic for the evening, I should say, is crafting success, life's stained glass wisdom. And we're on series three, show 19, episode number three. And I really want to take merit on this and give gratitude to God and to our Lord. I know that the show is not a religious show, but I am very grateful to our Lord and to God for all he has done for me and my parents. And I want to say this because a lot of times we don't see the beauty in ourselves, and he does. So I think that's a pretty amazing thing. And he's always there. So I want to thank him for giving me this inspiration to come up and share this idea with you guys here tonight. So and when you make stained glass, patience is the key. It takes a lot of hours and a lot of work to make stained glass. So in life, you know, whenever you're doing something good, it's going to take you some time. All right. It's definitely going to take you some time. And it might not happen immediately, but it will eventually happen. And so that's the thing you have to understand is that it's got to be about that kind of thing. It's got to be about the fact that you believe in it, right? You believe in it so much, and by you believing in it, it makes it easier for you. But I think a lot of people sometimes, they get a little challenged because of what's going on. But when we make stained glass windows, making stained glass windows takes a lot of time. Yep, making any kind of stained glass window takes a lot of time, all right? And if you want how long it takes to make a stained glass window, well, it takes about 40 to 60 hours, roughly. So, but there are other things as well. Like, for example, each piece has to be cut to size, wrapped with copper foil or lead, and fit into place and soldered individually. Now, small sun catchers might have 10 pieces, while window panels and lampshades can entail 300 or more. So you can obviously see that this is a process. And 40 hours is really on the low side, 40 to 60 hours from design to delivery. That adds about $300 to cover materials and indirect costs, which I'm sure you can see are very clear. So making stained glass windows is an 8-step process. You have to sketch, you have to cut, you have to grind, you have to foil, you have to solder, you have to add the patina, you have to clean, you have to polish. And each piece of the glass takes approximately 30 minutes from start to finish. So a 6-piece project can take more than 3 hours. So you see where we said 40 to 60 hours very easily. And I think the thing that really gets confusing for a lot of people is they want everything now, right? But for whatever reason, they don't get it now. And they get upset because they don't get it now. I think that's the real problem is that they get upset because they don't see it, you know, right now. And so I will tell you that when you embrace this, when you embrace the fact that something's going to take time, it usually will take less time when you embrace it. It's going to take longer. Okay, that's a good thing, because a lot of people don't quite get the whole concept of the fact that, you know, good things in life do take time. And you might be saying, John, like, how is that possible? And it's just to understand that patience, it's a key to a lot of things. It's a key to life. It's a key to everything that we have. And if we don't have patience for things, then we miss the boat with so much, so much stuff. And by so much stuff, I mean, we get frustrated with ourselves. We get frustrated with others. And this can get people upset. And you might be saying, well, John, this doesn't seem possible, but it really is very, very possible. And so just thinking about the whole concept that we need to have patience, right? And so we can learn a lot of lessons from stained glass, because you have to know that making stained glass windows takes time. Like we said, about 40 to 60 hours, roughly. And you might be wondering, you know, why? But one thing we know in life is that all good things take time, at least the first time you do them, right? Then it's like they happen. And we don't always know how or why or when, but we have to keep having faith. Now, this show is not about faith, but I do want to give gratitude to Lord and Savior God and Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know some of you guys are not religious, and so I'm sorry about putting it on there if you don't believe, but I want to let you know that stained glass windows have like an epitome. And I know that people sometimes, like I said, miss the boat because they're not patient. Okay? They're not patient. And if they're not patient, then they wonder, like, what's going on or why something is happening. And that why comes out of us because of our frustration. It's not a good why. It's a why for us looking for excuses. So we know that things are going to take time. If they take time, then let's embrace the fact that they do take time. Okay? That's probably very, very important, is that we do embrace that whole concept that they do take time. And so if we can embrace the fact that patience is important in our life, then now we can understand that there's another lesson for us to learn. You ready? And that's embrace the heat. So in order to make stained glass, you have to have heat. To make stained glass, you need extreme heat. Okay? And that might sound like a little bit crazy, but you do need that. You need heat. And so heat is very important when you're making stained glass windows. I mean, how hot does it need to get to make stained glass windows? how hot does it need to get? Well, the melting temperature is 1800 degrees Celsius to melt the flux. So if we convert 1800 Celsius to Fahrenheit, you know, that's going to be 3,272 degrees. Guys, that's crazy. So because the melting temperature of glasses are relatively high, that's why. And the fluxes are added to allow the glass to melt at lower temperatures, resulting in more cost-effective processes. And fluxes include soda ash, potash, and lithium carbonate, just to name a few. Now we know that making a stained glass window is not a simple process. From the time of drawing it out to making patterns and cutting and fitting each piece of the glass to the last bit of soldering on a 3-square-foot frame containing over 300 pieces of glass can be completed between 30 to 80 hours. So that's even more, right? But something interesting about stained glass, which we're actually going to talk about tomorrow, I'm not going to share it tonight, but I want you to understand that we've learned the first thing is you got to have patience. Second thing is you got to have heat, right? 3,272 degrees or 1,800 Celsius, 3,272 Fahrenheit. That's a lot because glass does burn at a very high temperature, all right? So we're learning a lot. In life, we need to have the heat. We need to have the passion, the drive, the desire. And if we don't, our why is not loud enough. I mean, I think that's the main thing I want to share with you guys tonight. And so just like stained glass has taught us a lot just in these couple days, and it's going to continue to teach us things, we have to understand how it works. And if we understand how it works, then maybe we'll be able to apply it to the rest of our life. Maybe. I mean, just maybe. It may be great and it may not necessarily be great. But we have to apply this to our life. That's probably the most important thing I can tell you. And if we can do that, then our life will have a big, big transformation. So glass that starts out plain goes through a very big transformation. And that transformation turns into something totally different. And you might be wondering why somebody would do this. Well, again, you've got to be dedicated, right? We already said that. So it takes time, right? It takes heat. And you know something else, ladies and gentlemen? There is one more thing that it takes. And that's pressure. To make stained glass, okay, to make stained glass, there has to be a lot of pressure. And so the key to this is that good glass cutting is a smooth, even, consistent pressure score. The target is about 6 to 8 pounds of pressure that never increases and it never decreases at any part of the score. If it does, the glass either won't cut or will have a mess. And so in life, ladies and gentlemen, we have pressure. We have to have pressure. If we don't have enough pressure, then it's like we don't move forward. Okay? We don't move forward. And so pressure is required for a lot of things in life. But if you don't understand why pressure is needed, then think about what would happen if you didn't have pressure? Okay, what would happen if you didn't have pressure? And if you didn't have pressure, how that could affect you. Okay? Pressure is required for everything in life. Pressure is required for your car. Pressure is required for you to walk. If there isn't a pressure down on the ground enough, you're not able to walk. So thinking about all these things we're talking about when it comes to stained glass, and we said stained glass is a lot like life and the people in life, because stained glass is a remarkable marvel, okay? But we have to understand that in order to appreciate it, we need to apply it to our life. So a lot of things have metaphors, right? And the metaphors are there so that we're able to learn and apply them to things, and then we can take that lesson. And that lesson is just something we need to understand. And if it's something we're starting to understand, then hopefully we'll appreciate, just like the way glass gets made, we'll appreciate how that could be in our own lives. Okay? I think that's really the whole key, is understanding how it relates in our own lives. So we definitely learn more and more. And as we start to take apart processes in life, we can always compare them to our own life and see what's the difference. What's it missing? Okay. If we do that, then I feel we will have grown. We will definitely have grown. And if we've grown, then we are going to become a better version of ourselves, better than we were before. And remember what I told you guys, if we keep pushing forward, if we keep changing, to become better, then we will become better. All right. But again, it's not going to happen overnight. Ladies and gentlemen, I am John C. Morley, serial entrepreneur. It has been an amazing privilege, pleasure, and honor to be with you this fantastic evening, and actually into this morning. I hope you'll like, love, support the channel, comment below, tag your friends, colleagues, and associates with everyone you know. Do go to all my great channels and also TikTok, and be sure to follow me there. I hope you guys have a great rest of your evening. I'm going to catch you guys tomorrow, but letting you know that stained glass is not something we should just look at and appreciate. Something we can learn from by taking the elements and applying those processes, or I should say the requirements, to our life. All right, guys, I'll catch you tomorrow, which is later tonight. Have yourself a fantastic rest of your morning. Be well, everyone.